Kansas State University and the University of Nebraska, along with other universities and government agencies, are now engaged in a coordinated, multi-pronged approach to improve the safety of beef. The effort will focus on ways to reduce the occurrence and public health risks from E. coli, a serious threat to the food supply that results in more than 265,000 infections in the United States each year. According to Kirk Schultz, the president of Kansas State, as a national leader in food safety research and education, the university is pleased to play a major role in a project so vital to the health of the American public.
The $25 million proposal that was submitted by a group of universities led by the University of Nebraska at Lincoln and Kansas State University really is going to focus over the next 5 years on ensuring that the beef that you eat anywhere is basically safe from E. coli. So it's really led by the two leading beef states in the country, and it's sponsored by the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
So you said 5 years.
Correct.
The research will be done here at Kansas State. It'll be done in Nebraska. Where are we going to do it?
Most of the research itself will be housed in Pat Roberts Hall, which is the Biosecurity Research Institute. That is our top-level facility for working on infectious diseases and issues associated with food production. So without the BRI, there is no way that this grant would have been funded.
When we talk about the $25 million, is this grant going to need to have people hired? Is it going to bring people in from out of state? What's it going to do?
It's really going to fund our existing research staff and infrastructure. So this is part of the reason that the BRI was built, was to help us attract grants like this. And so this will not need all kinds of new faculty hiring or anything like that. It's really working with our existing faculty and making good use of a new facility that we have. Now, clearly, there'll be graduate students and postdocs that'll be part of this, but that's kind of a routine part of a research program. So the real impact is we're starting to utilize more fully a state-of-the-art facility on our campus.
Let's switch venues here. The governor has made his proposal as far as the budget goes to the legislature. What did you think?
I had a pretty fair idea of what the governor's budget proposal might be, and Kansas State certainly came out of the budget process, the governor's budget proposal, in a very strong position. We look like over the last couple years we've received a commitment for significantly enhanced dollars for engineering. $5 million a year will be continued for animal infectious disease research at Kansas State. In the current proposal is an additional $5 million a year permanent budget addition for support of veterinary medicine, and an additional $5 million a year that will come in support of research transitioning from Plum Island to Kansas State University. So if you consider really the total dollars on the table, Kansas State really came out of this with significantly more dollars coming to it in the governor's budget than any of the other institutions in the state.
So how do we compare with last year?
We were up last year. We doubled basically what would be in this year's budget compared with last year.
How much of that money is going to go for, say, building repairs?
Some fraction of it will go for building repairs. Some will hire new faculty. We wanted to make sure that any proposal that went through before the legislature, as we were working to get in the governor's budget, had both components in there. Not that buildings and stuff are not important. We need to do some renovation work there, but we don't want to do completely renovation work without worrying about, are we bringing in some additional faculty and staff to help us in our research, teaching, and service mission. So there's a balanced portfolio of both. And we will certainly be discussing that very openly once we get through the legislative session to know what the final legislation looks like, assuming that those dollars are in there. Now, that's the one other final point. This is really a proposal in the governor's budget subject to legislative approval. So we have to work over the next 4 months to ensure that these things remain in the final budget that's approved by the legislature.
Faculty and staff got a small salary increase here recently. Was that to your liking, and is there more in the future?
Of course, we were thrilled to be able to do some adjustment for some of our faculty and staff. So we were able to do all the faculty, and we were able to do about half the staff, because our classified staff members are constrained on what we can do with salaries by the state of Kansas. So not everybody across campus received the 2.5%. We would like it to be more, and we would certainly want to look at this next year about what sort of additional revenues we can identify to continue to try and make some progress on faculty and staff salaries. So what we need to do is see how we come out of the legislative session. The regents and the presidents are in discussion about whether or not salary increases could be factored into a tuition and fees discussion. In the previous years, they have been reticent to include that in a tuition and fees proposal from the schools to the regents. I think you're going to see some lifting of that this year. So we're going to have several opportunities to make some differences in our faculty and staff salaries. But we're committed to it. We want to keep doing it. As I mentioned many, many times, though, balance is really important. We need to make sure we're putting money into our buildings and infrastructure as well. So what I want to avoid doing is taking every dollar we have and always putting into salaries, and at the same time not making sure we're looking at facilities and other infrastructure needs on campus. So we need to balance that out over the next 18 months.
In light of what the governor has proposed now, have you gotten any feedback from state lawmakers?
The feedback we've gotten so far has been very, very positive. Now, one of the reasons for that is this year the regents did not simply take every request made by the universities, put a salary increase on top of that, and sent over a proposal to the governor's office and legislature that people would say, well, we understand why you're asking for all this, but this is ludicrous in this funding environment. So this year, the regents actually were pretty tight on what they sent over and tried to philosophically to send over a reasonable budget for higher ed as opposed to everything that we would look for under the sun. I believe that that has been communicated by the governor's office to our legislative colleagues, and they understand that we didn't ask for just everything and that we actually tried to make some decisions internally. That, I believe, has been well received by our legislators so far, but it's still very early in the session.
That's the president of Kansas State University, Dr. Kirk Schultz. I'm Richard Baker, and this is the K-State Radio Network.